We're looking at a picture here of the eastbound Maple Leaf, train number 64, the Amtrak train between Toronto and New York City. Today's train has one locomotive, four coaches, and then the last car in the train is the cafe car where folks can buy sandwiches, snacks, beverages.
Where are you headed to?
Albany.
Albany, up to the left, please. Where are you headed to, sir?
Albany.
Albany, up to the left?
Utica.
Utica, up to the left. Amtrak?
I'm up there.
Engineer.
And how long have you been an engineer?
45 years. You know, I make sure we get to from point A to point B as safe as possible.
What does that involve?
Well, you're up there and you know, you got to control the speed of the train and follow the signals and you know, there's all kinds of rules that we have to know and abide by.
Anybody else?
No? It's an hour or something late.
Signals and when you can blow the horn, when you can't blow the horn, those kind of things.
Well, every crossing has a signpost so many feet before you get to it, with a W on it, and that tells you that there's a crossing up and coming up, and you're supposed to blow the horn. Two longs, a short and a long is what you blow for a crossing. You know, there's all kinds of different horn signals that you have to know. There's a lot of danger out there. You know, I've had a few accidents over the years.
What has happened?
Well, one time I was running from Albany to Cleveland, and out of Rochester, about a mile, we were passing a freight train. I was heading west, he was heading east, and he had a load of shifted lumber, and it wasn't good.
You got all over the tracks?
Yeah.
Track 64 with the engine 111 located at the park Niagara Falls. Signal indication. Should get that.
Roger, okay, the park Niagara Falls, that track 64, slow approach 28.
Alright, slow approach 28. So.
Business class section of train 64, the Maple Leaf. This is all reserved section and is the premium class seating on this train.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? For those that have been on board traveling in from Canada and those that just boarded here at Niagara Falls, New York, good afternoon and welcome aboard Amtrak train 64, making station stops from this point forward. Of Buffalo Exchange Street, Buffalo DePew, Rochester, Syracuse, Rome, Utica, Amsterdam, Schenectady, Albany Rensselaer, Hudson, Rhinecliff, Poughkeepsie, Croton Harmon, Yonkers, and a last stop of New York City, Penn Station. Conductors are passing through the train at this time to collect your ticket information. Please have it ready to be presented. Our next stop will be Buffalo Exchange Street. Buffalo Exchange Street in approximately 40 minutes.
So we're from London. We're doing a 70th birthday, so that's my dad's birthday, and my husband's 50th birthday celebration. So we've come out to see Canada, Niagara Falls, and now we're going to New York. then after that we'll be doing the Queen Mary cruise back just from Southampton to London.
Oh, that's some trip.
So,
how did you choose the train as your mode of transportation?
So, we chose the train simply because the airplanes were not really great in terms of time flights, the flight timing that we had. We were either at 2 o'clock in the morning or quite late in the evening, so we thought this would be a good way to actually enjoy the scenery as well. Look at Canada, look at the scenery outside. We've heard a lot about it, so we said we'll do that. So that's the reason we said we do the train travel because of the air travel.
So this is your first train ride?
It is our first train ride.
For everybody?
For everybody, yes.
Wow. Well, train, yeah.
And what do you think? How's
nice, it? Quite good, but we were expecting maybe it's a lot more posh than it is. But yes, good seating, and hopefully we enjoy the train.
How about you?
Yeah, and I think it's great. Like, it's much better than the trains in the UK. UK trains are very small. This is a lot bigger, so yeah. It's more relaxing than London, for example.
How was your experience at customs?
It was real quick.
Really quick.
But I think it would have saved time if Mr. Bond would took all that luggage on the train, and then a mile later we taken off the train, then go through the customs, the luggage off the train is too much luggage, especially if they're old people. Imagine doing on their own. We've done for everyone, the family. But it would have been good experience if they manage it better that way, that people have to do it once. On board and off board.
Do you think if we had more train service in the Buffalo Niagara area that it would bring more tourists through the area?
I think so, because it will. If they improve the service with the customs, instead of everybody going to the floor, then maybe two customs officers can go up and check 80 people rather than 80 people going down. Two customs officers, I think that's what they do in Europe. They check while you're sitting, they go through the train, check your passports and everything, drive to France, Germany, everything.
From a local radio station talking about how great it is to travel on Amtrak. Where are you going to today?
I'm heading to Albany, Rensselaer.
Great.
I actually have a model railroad in my basement as well.
That has the 66 engine.
I like trains because they provide a great service and they seem so good and comfy. Like the chairs are comfortable, like I'm comfortable on the conductor's on the Lecture Unlimited, which is between Chicago and New York Penn. And he let me ride for free, and I like train styles too.
What is it about train travel that is so intoxicating for you?
Well, you can see, you can see the scenery, right? You know, and it's a nice, easy way to travel. There's no hassle with motorways. It's not as quick as aeroplanes, but it's fun.
Especially when you're on holiday.
Yeah.
And what's your final destination?
Well, New York Harbor, pick up the ship, sail back.
I wish I was going with you. Is this your lovely wife? And you've kind of fallen into the train life because of your hobby, but...
Yeah, I quite enjoy it. It's lovely.
Give us your personal experience. What's been like the best experience you've had on a train, and what's been the worst?
The best was on in Canada on the Rocky Mountain Air. And the worst was in the 1970s when I was commuting to London, England, and very, very squashed.
How often have you been to the Buffalo Niagara Falls area?
This is my first time.
It's your first time?
And no!
What do you like about it so far?
Oh, I loved it. I love the scenery, I love the atmosphere, and I love the bustle of it.
Do you think that this, that if we had more train service, that would increase tourism, or doesn't it really matter?
Oh, it would help.
I think it would, yeah.
Why is that?
Why? Because it'd be more accessible to people.
Very nice meeting you. Enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Holiday.
Because I'm happy you lose your business class, okay?
I am.
8 cents of coffees?
What's that?
Thank you very much.
I mean, I'll slide it back on the sleeve there.
So you can have them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's the Peace Bridge coming up.
This is your first train ride.
It's my very first train ride, yes.
What do you think of it?
I'm surprised. It's very smooth. It's very roomy, you know, compared to a plane, you know. It's easy going. It's easy to get on and off the train. There's no, like, hassle with when you get on a plane going through security and all that, you know. Yeah, it's very enjoyable.
What about yourself? You've been on a train before.
Yeah, I took a train from San Diego to Chicago. That was 2 days. It was like, I wouldn't do it again.
No. Why is that?
You're in the chair for 2 days, you know, unless, you know, what if I get a sleeper, maybe, yeah. But.
Yeah. We're stopping in Albany and staying overnight, so.
And that's what we did on the way out, so we wouldn't be at night on the train.
So there's a whole conversation about whether a new train station in downtown Buffalo would help economic development.
Oh, I think it would, yeah. Why not?
I don't know.
Why, you don't think so? I think it would.
Remember the cab driver was complaining about the one in Niagara Falls. I don't know what that cost. You know, it cost a lot of money.
I think it's cheaper.
I mean, how many people are using it?
I think that once the word gets out there, and it's cheaper to travel by train than plane, planes are expensive.
But they're convenient, they're fast, you know?
Yeah, well, it depends if what you want to do, you know? If you want, it's a good experience to be able to go on a train.
Gallagher seems to be enjoying himself back in engine service.
I'd see him getting back into... what you position he was in before. He misses that.
Okay, this is it. All aboard!
Very good.
All right, see you.
Take care now. Thank you.
Take care, Marty. Good seeing you.
Thank you for traveling Amtrak. See you next time. Amtrak train 64, the engine 111, located at Barton Buffalo Exchange.